So would someone please hang that phone up?
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer!
Yeah, buddy!
Operating our way through another edition of the Computer Corner. In fact, the last Computer Corner of the year 2002.
Yeah, buddy!
And don't forget, our television show replays this afternoon at 4 o'clock this week.
Yeah, boy!
Episode 5. Let's see, what was on episode 5?
That's too long ago, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy, boy.
And have fun with those little buttons again.
Hey, baby,
it's time for the Cox High Speed Internet Site of the Week. High Speed Internet. Well, listen up, all you internet users of the Rusty Wire, better known as dial-up. Or you people that think you have high-speed internet, it's mid-speed if you've got DSL. We're talking about high-speed internet, the only residential high-speed internet service that you should even consider because it's really the only one out there. High-speed.
Hey, if you get a T1 in your house, it's pretty fast.
Residential.
Oh.
High-speed.
Oh, you mean something within reason.
Something that's not $600 a month.
Oh. You can pay more than that for a T1.
Yeah. Whatever it ends up being. You ain't gots to do it.
Because
you can get high-speed internet service.
Well, what about like that satellite internet thing?
Oh, man, that's horrible.
It's only twice as much and a third as fast.
Third? It's not even that fast.
Well, the download, the upload, yeah. Oof,
it's nasty. Nasty. Forget it, folks.
Especially for you gamers. Ooh, the lag.
Do what we do. Use the Cox high-speed internet system so you can see websites like this week's selection.
That's your
cue. Which is, Michael?
Oh, is this Simon new?
What is it?
New. It's spelled S. It's Simon. It's spelled dot new.
Dot N-U?
Yeah.
Are you sure we had the right pronunciation? Because I was thinking it was like something else.
Simeon.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Simeon.
Yeah, Simeon.
S-I-M-I-A-N. Simeon.
Maybe that could be.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'm thinking for the future, we should come prepared with pronunciation as well.
We don't really give you the pronunciation online, but yeah.
No. Yeah, it's just another one of those crazy art projects. It uses Flash and crazy stuff, and a great way to test out your cable modem, yeah?
It's very cool. And for people out there who think that the DSL that they have is high speed, just give them a little bit of information.
Give them some information.
Let's say that you're bit lagging, so you're downloading 10 songs at about 3.45 megabytes each. Well, that's going to come to about 35 megabytes altogether, and with a DSL line, that would take about 24 minutes.
This is for what we call ADSL, or what's standard if you have DSL service.
Residential.
From, right.
Correct.
So. From what's their names? Quest. Their standard DSL offering is what they call ADSL, or more specifically, RADSL, which means Rate Adaptive Digital Subscriber Line.
Roughly 256K.
Yes.
Yeah, and they advertise speeds up to 640K.
Yeah.
But it kind of varies. Their upload is not the same as the download, so it's not a synchronous, meaning the same speed in both directions. It's slower upload than download, which is pretty standard.
Yeah, all the services, including the Cox service, are that way.
Mostly.
But now, that same 35 meg download on a...
Cox would be, it would only be 13 minutes, so that's like practically cutting your time in half. So if you're doing a lot of downloads...
10 songs in 13 minutes.
Now, before everybody with DSL starts calling, we're not talking about you geeks that have what they call DSL Pro, which is a higher-end service that you pay quite a bit more for.
Yes.
We're not talking about you business DSL users who are not using the RADSL, using SDSL, and again, paying 4 to 5 times more.
Right. We're talking about the comparably priced...
Residential high-speed service, there is nothing faster, and this is not a paid commercial anymore. There's nothing faster for the money.
And if you're interested in seeing if it's available in your neighborhood, because it's pretty much a 95%, there's a reason why 4 out of 5 geeks prefer a cable modem. It's not because Cox likes to have geeks do that. It's because geeks like to have the Cox service, because it's faster. I mean, it's the bottom line.
Especially for gamers.
Anyway, I think we've beaten that dead horse.
Probably enough.
Let's move on.
Let's see. Do we have time for one last one?
Yeah, we got time to bring Mike from Scottsdale in. Mike, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
Well, I'll tell you. My dad has been trying to put videos onto CDs.
Uh-huh.
Some of our old films, old family films.
Yes.
So he went and bought a machine last year.
Yes.
To do that, and I went this year and bought him for Christmas the Adaptec video PCI card.
Okay, wait a minute. He bought a computer that supposedly was set up to do that already?
No, he bought one that would. He had a different unit he was using prior. That was a USB installation, and he wasn't really satisfied with the results he was getting from it. So this year I got him this Adaptec card, and he's running Windows 98. And it's essentially a parts machine. It's built by a local computer house here in Scottsdale.
Okay.
So at any rate, I installed the card, and Windows 98 detected the new hardware right away. I was very pleased.
Okay.
And so went to the CD and got the drivers, and it told me that the drivers it had were already newer than the ones I was trying to install from the CD. I said, well, that's interesting.
Right, the operating system already had something newer than what was on the CD. Even if it's a brand new card you bought off the shelf, chances are, you know, that CD was, or the card and the CD were manufactured maybe months ago or longer.
6 to 8 months ago.
And it was, you know, that was stamped out then, but then actual research and design and development of that took place even before that, so.
And if you want to really be up to speed, you want to make sure and go to the Adaptec website and download the very latest driver for
I've
that configuration.
That.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I installed it. I installed the software, and then I went through settings, control panel system to check to see if it recognized both the card was there, which it did.
Okay.
And the driver was there, and it did.
Okay.
And I said, okay, hook up the video camera and go, and I get these error messages. Say, cannot connect to video device.
Okay.
Is this a FireWire Adaptec card? Is that what this thing is?
No, it uses a standard three separate lines, three phono jacks.
Okay.
That go...
what we call composite inputs.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
It's a composite video.
One yellow, one white, and one red, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's not seeing it.
No.
Well, typically, the easy thing is to make sure that the configuration knows to look specifically at this device, because it may still be seeing some other capture device as your default.
The other thing is make sure that your camcorder, whatever you're outputting, make sure it's set to output on the line you think it is and not some other line.
Right. Done that.
Okay.
You know what, Mike? That music means we're done doing this on the air, but we're going to talk to you off the air.
Well, thank you.
Right,
I'm going to put you over on hold, so you sit tight there, and we'll take care of him off the air.
Yeah, typically, folks, when you're running into those issues, it's configuration, just like with modems. You have to tell exactly where to look, and it's very common. Digital cameras have the same issue. It's becoming less of a problem, but it's probably where we're going to start with Mike. But anyway, that's going to do it for another edition of the Computer Corner. We want to thank everybody that participated. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia.
Happy New Year.
Reminding you, if your computer ain't broke,
don't fix it, and watch our TV show at 4 o'clock on Cox 9.
See you next year.
News Radio 620 KT.